Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power. We're going to do an ice fishing recap and give some late season reminders. Greg, how is ice fishing popularity in general?
Well, in North Dakota, that's one of our winter recreation sports. You know, people get outside and ice fish. It's certainly grown, just like fishing in general has grown a lot over the years. Ice fishing has grown in popularity. Actually, I saw a statistic back in the 60s, I think it was less than 2% of the anglers, licensed anglers, ice fished in the 60s. Nowadays, it's on a good year, we'll have about 25% of our entire fishing effort is ice fishing. So it can be a big player.
Okay, and some parts of the state this year had lots of snow, some had not as much. How has the access been this year?
You know, maybe we need to go back to, you know, way back to October of last year, 2019, we had the big snow event there. And, you know, our ice conditions statewide were not good in the early part up to about the holidays because of the snow, because of the freezing and thawing, the ice, and then all that runoff. So we had moving water. We still do in some of our lakes. So ice conditions were not good. It was a slow start, but once it got going, it was pretty decent. End of February now, we're looking at the western half of the state. We have very little snow. Access has been good. The eastern half of the state still, it's a bit of trouble for some people getting around still.
And that's because of all the snow.
It is. You know, there's sites that are still blown in for sure. And that, you know, there's a number of lakes people probably haven't fished at all this winter.
Okay. So the people that did get out, the anglers that did get out fishing, how was fishing?
I think, you know, again, it started okay. The ice, again, was not the best. But our reports, you know, there's some perch fishing, some decent walleye fishing, some actually pretty good pike fishing throughout the state. It started pretty decent the last month, and that's somewhat typical of a winter. You get into February, I call it the dog days of winter, similar to August in the summer. Fishing slows up, and in February, it's been here the last couple weeks or month, it's been a lot slower.
Okay, and with all the moisture on the landscape, it's setting up to be pretty good habitat for perch.
Oh, yeah, it's again, access this winter, and the eastern half of the state's been problematic for sure, but the good news in the big picture, now nothing's going to change overnight, but in the big picture, we're going to have very good conditions for pike and perch reproduction this spring. Lots of flooded vegetation, I'm sure, when the ice goes off, and that's what perch and pike need. And a lot of these new, well, they're not new perch lakes anymore, but these perch lakes, that their populations have dwindled. Mother Nature will take care of it. We should have some very good spawning of perch. We'll know more come next fall when we do our fall reproduction sampling, but conditions going into spring are in very good shape.
At this time of year, your biologists are out doing dissolved oxygen testing. How are lakes looking?
Well, they're, you know, maybe we should step back the last two winters. We had some winter kill, especially last year. We had a tough second half of the winter statewide, and we did lose, as we expected, because lake levels were declining. We were down 5-6 feet on average throughout the state in lake levels. We lost, the last two winters, probably 40-plus lakes. So one time we had 450-ish active fishing lakes. Now we're just over 400 because of the winter kill we had the last two winters. This winter, as we expected, the lake levels got replenished with all that fall runoff. So we're doing, and plus the western half of the state, we don't have much, if any, snow on a lot of the lakes. So so far, so good. The guys have not finished, but I'd say they're probably two-thirds of the way through their winter water quality runs. And we have a handful, maybe, of lakes right now that are in trouble, but that's far less than the last couple winters. So overall, we're in pretty good shape.
Okay. Season's winding down. Any late season reminders that anglers should be aware of?
You know, more of the same. One time, you know, it's middle of February. Look at the calendar, just look outside. The day length is getting considerably. We're starting to get a whole lot more sunlight out there. And as that sun gets higher in the sky, it's incredible. Come March, especially, the power of that sun and what it can do to the ice. So be careful as spring, you know, right now we're in great shape. But be careful, those pressure ridges, always be careful about pressure ridge, but especially the culverts. anywhere. You're going to see water running probably on the landscape a little sooner than you do normally, and maybe a little more caution this spring than most springs when it comes to ice fishing. But walk on ice, you're going to be fine for quite a while. And then the other thing too, for, you know, we say this annually, and it's a pet peeve of many people out there, is clean up after yourselves. Oftentimes ice fishermen are guilty of, you know, out of mind, out of sight type of thing, that they just throw something behind the ice house, or in the snow blows over, drifts over, and it's not there. Well, you go to some of these lakes in the spring, and it's not very pretty what's left out there. So please, you know, pick up, pack it in, pack it out, get that litter off the lake.
Okay, and March 15th is a date for Darkhouse spearfishing closing and to have your permanent ice houses removed off the lakes.
Darkhouse spearfishing, and we, you know, this year it's been a little more quiet maybe than normal for darkhouse spearfishing reports I've had at least. But yeah, it continues here for a few more weeks. March 15th, the season's done. And then also you have to get the permanent ice houses off the lake the 15th of March also. However, it doesn't mean you can't keep using them, but they cannot be left unattended. You got to take them off when you're done, take them with you. So,
a lot of great information, Greg. Thank you.
You bet.
Like Greg just mentioned, you must remove your permanent ice houses from North Dakota water bodies by midnight on March 15th. You can continue to use your ice house after March 15th as long as it's removed daily.
For Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.